Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if when you don't know by now.
Back on Downtown, it's 4:35. No use to sit and wonder why, babe. Little something for you there, Bruce.
Yeah, and Jack learned that while drinking Cutty Sark and snowed in the Catskill, in the Pocono Mountains. Came into New York, played it a couple of nights later at the Gaslight, and Bob was in the crowd, and he goes, I relinquish it to you, Jack.
A little rambling Jack Elliott for us here on Downtown. Time for Sports Lit 101, and Bruce with a little advanced copy of a book by a former Maine resident.
Yeah, Scott Peterson, who's been on with us, who's known more as a baseball historian and writer, but he's always been a fiction writer as well, and he taught English and journalism here. He's now out at the University of Missouri at St. Louis, and I sure miss him being around. He and Judy Hackler got Hank Garfield and myself to join SLA, and that's been great for us. But Scott's written a book called A Month of Game Days. Now, it's a novel in stories and a novella. So I just got to explain, as I have about some other things, if you don't know what a novel in stories is, think of Elizabeth Strauss, Olive Kittredge, Clint McCown's Memorial Day. There are many books where they're either called linked stories or novels and stories. And they're really, I find, for Americans, really that's in the sweet spot, because you don't have to read the first 60 pages at one time. You can read 16, 18, 14, 12, whatever, and it'll all make sense. Now, what's really interesting about this, and I didn't figure it out till the end, is that Scott had a lot of things in mind. First of all, it's clearly a town to the north of us where the university exists. And the roads are the same, but it gives it a different name, and some of the other towns a different name. And it references Bangor and the like. But it revolves around baseball in the Mallett family. Lou and Bette and their three sons, one of whom, Finch, is estranged at the moment. And a cast of really interesting, well-drawn characters. There are no props in this book. Every character functions for a reason, which is hard to do in a novel and stories when you need people to bridge one place to the next. What's really cool is the end of the book is set up like two sections of James Joyce's Ulysses. The very end is much like Molly Bloom's soliloquy in a more current sort of style. And there is a play script near the end too, and you're left to wonder whether it's a dream sequence, it's this narrator who's sort of comes in and out doing what he does. It's so inventive, it is so imaginative. And then I found out later today that a mutual friend of Scott's and mine, Michelle Schiavone, who is retired from teaching at Marshall University, has been editing it for him, and Michelle's an excellent editor. She is the nonfiction editor for Athlon, and Scott was for a long time the fiction editor of Athlon. He's given that to someone else because he's got so many things going on. But here's the thing: so often, any story that involves Little League, or Senior Little League, or Babe Ruth, has characters that are either all good or all bad. There's the awful father, there's the wonderful mother, and there are those people in these stories. But everybody is real. Everybody's got flaws. Everybody's not perfect. Everyone is in some way both happy and unhappy. And if people live here, they're just going to love it, because they're going to know exactly where people are. In the book, when you know someone turns on Bennick Road, you know exactly where they are, right? But what I think is the outstanding part of this is that there's an incredible sense of verisimilitude. At no point does it seem like, oh, this wouldn't happen, oh, that would never have happened that way, or she'd never say that, or he'd never do that. Yet it's full of surprises, and that's not easy to do. I remember having that conversation with Liz Stroud about how a story, if it can take all kinds of turns that the reader doesn't expect. But the reader has to expect that they could actually happen or would in some likelihood happen. It's a lot like the way science fiction has to work. You don't have to believe the science exists. You just have to believe that it could exist. The other thing is this is really well paced. Each of the chapters each of the stories that I think of them as chapters are well paced. And all the breaks in the novella are well paced. The novella takes up about the last 100 or so pages of it. I had about 45 pages to read when I woke up this morning, something like that. And they just flew by. I mean, I thought to myself, God, can I get this done before downtown? Will I be ready? And there's some humor in here. This is unbelievable. There's one of the characters, well, the main character in many ways, Lou Mallet, is also is playing softball in his 40s because there's no more baseball for him to play. He's playing in a church league. And there is the back and forth between the razzing between the teams, which sometimes gets really vicious, and the umpires going, this isn't church league, right? It is so funny, but yet it's so moving at times too. People who are angry or hurt or upset are really trying to get at somebody. And if you love baseball, and Scott loves baseball more than anybody I know. I know anybody who loves baseball more than Scott. You see how if four or five people in a group are obsessed with baseball and one isn't, that person is out of it, out of the group.
Oh,
really,
yeah, absolutely.
Right? So when Lou's wife, Bette, suddenly thinks, you know, I'm raising all these baseball crazy kids. I got a baseball crazy husband. He's a part-time counselor at a place which sounds a lot like Acadia. He can't get a full-time job there. And he's trying to teach people recovering from substance abuse to be umpires. His estranged son umpires one of the games of one of the teams that he's coaching, or actually two times. All the ways the world can collide and explode are there. And they don't always explode. They simmer sometimes, they pop other times. But it's a really, really neat neat book. I'm not surprised, but it went a lot of places I didn't expect it to go.
Excellent. And it's called A Month of Game Days?
Yes, and it'll be out from Main Street Rag. Main Street Rag Press is known mostly as a poetry press. They're really good. They do anthologies. They do people's books. They've done a couple of my friend John Stanizzi's. I've been in a couple of their anthologies. And it'll be out spring or summer, but you'll be able to go to the Main Street Rag website late next month or early December and pre-order. And usually when they have a pre-order, you get a hell of a deal. Sometimes they'll say, pre-order this and pick one of these poetry books from a list. So, yeah, A Month of Game Days, a novel and stories and novella by Scott Peterson from Main Street Rag Press. I'm really, really looking forward to see it in its final form.
I can't wait to read it. Sounds great.
You're going to like it. And we should be having James Card join us before too long, who I talked about his book.
That the fishing book? Yeah, and Fishing Korea, that one?
Yeah, when he, the Dawn Patrol Diaries, when he goes to Korea to teach English and then ends up being a fishing guide. It's a really cool book, especially if you love history.
Excellent. So is that next week? What's coming up?
I don't
up?
Know yet. I haven't heard back from him. I've talked to University of Nebraska Press, but if not, then next week we'll be looking at some more poetry from Sport Literate and maybe from the new Athlon that's coming out.
So. Excellent, excellent. You know who we need to get back on? I was thinking about it last week. As we get deeper into the fall and approach winter, we need to get Ron Smith back on.
Oh, yeah, it's funny. I was just emailing with Ron the other day. Well, I will look into that. See we get
nothing
on.
Better than listening to Ron read his own poetry.
Oh, God, it's just... That's what my wife says to me. She says, you just would never grow tired of
no,
him. Because he's
no.
such a good reader and such a fine, fine poet.
Sports Lit 101 with Bruce every Wednesday here on the program. We're 15 minutes away from the top of the hour. An update on the Tigers-Guardians game. They're now in the bottom of the fifth, a 2-0 lead for Detroit as they try and take a 2-1 lead in that American League Division Series. The other games getting underway in a bit. Yankees host, or the Mets rather, hosting the Phillies starting just after 5 o'clock today. 7 o'clock tonight, Royals and Yankees. and the late game in San Diego with the Padres play host to the LA Dodgers.